you know, civil rights organizations in Houston and across the country come together to keep one man's dream alive. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more. Jacob.
Marlo, an annual tradition honoring one of America's greatest heroes returns to downtown Houston. Monday marked the Black Heritage Society's 35th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Day parade held downtown at Minute Maid Park. While at the parade, I caught up with a couple of former lawmakers.
Well, let's put a little history in the background. I can remember before it was the Dr. King's birthday was declared a national holiday, that the Rothko Chapel would have a ceremony for him in memory of him. And Al Edwards over there in Third Ward, we would go over there to commemorate. There was nothing official. It is now official. So I've seen the change, which is very, very heartening, because there is no American leader that, in my mind, excels Dr. King and what he was trying to tell us to do to live together in peace.
That's former Texas State Representative Sissy Farenthold. She says Houston has long celebrated the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. well before any official recognition of his birthday. Farenthold was among the many Houstonians, public officials, and community organizations at the Black Heritage Society's 35th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Day Parade Monday. The observance and celebration of Dr. King is especially meaningful to former City Councilwoman Jolanda Jones. She says it's because of the growing diversity she sees, and says it's fitting that the collective celebration of Dr. King's life falls on the same day as the second inauguration of America's first black president.
As a black woman who's a single parent of a black son, I think it is fantastic that the United States collectively respects the hard work of Dr. King. You know, I hate that he died the way that he died, because people were trying to shut up what he was trying to do, which was basically to unite everyone and realize that we all are a part of the human race as opposed to the individual races. And I think it's important, I think it's symbolic that after a certain segment of society tried to unelect President Barack Obama, that Dr. King's birthday falls on Inauguration Day. I think that's the universe trying to tell us to wake up, you know, because at some point, the races are going to be so intermingled, we're not going to know who's from where, what race they are, and at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter, because, I mean, isn't that what Dr. King talked about, that it should be about the content of our character, not the color of our skin?
Shortly before his assassination, Dr. King began to extend his civil rights work by speaking against the U.S. involvement in the war in Vietnam, costing him significant public support. Farenthold and Jones say the moral courage King had to say what he felt was right against popular opinion is one of the qualities that brings so many out to parades like this to honor his life's work.
I can remember thinking, what is a civil rights leader talking about foreign policy? It's one and the same thing. And he was trying to tell us that. And he was telling us if we didn't change, we didn't have a transformation in values. 20 years after he spoke, we'd be marching. Well, this is exactly what's happened. And he saw the fact that there were just two sides of the same coin. And many of us that had categorized things at that time did not realize it. We finally realize it today.
Well, at the end of the day, injustice anywhere is an affront to justice everywhere. And at some point, that how we treat the world will come back on us. So if you're unkind to people in foreign countries, you have things happening here. Which again, I believe is one reason why there are these terrorist groups popping up, right? Because they see the interconnectedness. And as I said, Dr. King was a visionary, right? And my mom taught me a long time ago that it takes courage to do what's right. And I remember her telling me a long time ago, Jolanda, if there are 100 people in a room and 99 of them are doing wrong, you better have the courage to be the one that does right.
Sissy Farenthold is herself no stranger to struggles over human rights. Whether in the State House or Central America, she fights tirelessly for the expansion and protection of the rights of people all over the world. Her work for peace and justice brings her to march alongside those in appreciation for King's efforts to bring all people together in solidarity. Farenthold says King's work to combat poverty and imperialism holds lessons we can learn from even today.
If there was one everything that Dr. King spoke out against. It was poverty in this country, the violence of poverty. The inequality has increased, and we're just, they've got to put that on the front burner about the inequality in this country. And a democracy cannot work with the extremes that we have. So that remains, that is a number one subject. And I just want to add one thing, and that is every American should read his speech Beyond Vietnam, because that's when he really laid out, and it was prescient because it's as appropriate today
as it was then.
Please read Beyond Vietnam, and you'll see exactly where we are today.
That was one of two parades to commemorate Dr. King's birthday. The second is put on by the MLK Foundation. Houston's Black Heritage Society's annual parade has been underway for decades. Well, Houstonians have celebrated for years, but the commemoration of Dr. King's life and achievements haven't always been recognized. As a matter of fact, its recognition has been marred in controversy. Some states resisted observing the holiday by giving it alternative names or combining it with other holidays. It wasn't officially observed by all 50 states until the year 2000, when South Carolina became the last state to recognize the day as a paid holiday for all state employees. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
Well, thank you, Jacob, for that. Was it just a great day for a parade?
It was a wonderful day. It was very lovely. Not too cold, not too warm.
Yeah. Big Houston crowd.
Big Houston crowd.
So. Big diverse Houston crowd.
Oh, of course. Loads of different kind of people. I saw some actually people from all walks of life there.
Excellent. Jacob, thank you for that report.
Always a pleasure.